But who do you actually think is going to have the bigger impact? I'm curious to get your guys' texts on this as well. 913-586-7965. I think everybody's excited to see Pacheco back very soon. Amenihue going back to last year, how impactful he was. But who do you, A, think needs to have the bigger impact, but also who will? Because who needs to have the impact?
Amenihue.
I think it's clearly Amenihue for a defense that is really struggling to get pressure without blitzing. It's Chris Jones, and that's kind of it right now. So that is true. Who will have the bigger impact? Is that a different answer for you? Because I think on the surface, you would just say, well, Kareem Hunt's been really effective, so how much more effective can Pacheco be? I think that's forgetting still how good Isaiah Pacheco was.
Correct.
For his team, you know? I think the bigger impact, though, I'm still going to say I think Charles Amenihue does not only need to have the bigger impact, but will, because I'm expecting Kareem Hunt and Pacheco to split time to some extent, which is what I would hope it actually is. Charles Amenihue could end up having a huge snap count once he gets acclimated again come the playoffs.
So needs to, it's Amenihue by a mile. I don't know if anyone realizes this, but the Chiefs rank fifth worst in the NFL in team sacks. So you're talking about pressure. And look, some of those pressures are effective pressures. I'm not trying to deny that. They've gotten effective pressures that didn't lead to sack, but fifth worst. Like, you'd actually be surprised to find out the Steelers are the 10th worst in the league in total team sacks this year, shockingly enough. So, like, you can get stuff with pressure, but look at the teams they're going to face in the playoffs. Broncos, number one. Ravens, number three. Houston, number five. Chargers, number seven. Like, those are the teams you are likely to see in the AFC. The Bills are in the top 12. They are better, significantly. Some tastes have twice as many sacks as the Chiefs. They desperately need a mini to have a bigger factor. I actually think it will be Pacheco, though, because once Pacheco's back in, the dynamic level of the offense upticks a little bit. What has been happening with the Chiefs is that teams have been covering the run a little bit more because they know that the Chiefs don't have the offensive line to protect to get the ball down the field. If you do that against Pacheco, it is more likely to burn you. And if they ever get the deep passing game going and they let Pacheco run with nobody covering deep again, he's more likely to break off 10, 15, 20, 25 yard runs than Kareem Hunt is right now. Plus, just the idea that they're a good run team. Imagine when they have two guys who are fresh throughout the entire game beating you to death in the third and fourth quarter. I think it's more likely they have the bigger impact. If you get let me choose Amenihue, please.
Yeah, the 1-2 punch, I mean, that is, I think, how they could be really effective with Pacheco. It's not just Pacheco, though. It's having him in addition to Kareem Hunt. Like, I don't think they're going to go back to just 95% of the carries are Isaiah Pacheco. We have to also look at the reality of the injury for Pacheco. I hope he has a exact same burst and everything, but we are talking about,
it's like a bone versus like a ligament. I guess I worry less about a bone.
But for this, not long-term in his career, like, and by the way, long-term in his career, he may not be here much longer anyway. That's just the reality of running back in the NFL and the position. But is he going to be the exact same player right away? I don't know. So I think it's a combination thing with Pacheco, and he's definitely going to give him a boost. Amenihue is just,
he's a really important player.
We don't know what he's going to be post-injury either, and his is an ACL. But there was a stretch last year where he was a problem for every single offensive line, in addition to Chris Jones. I mean, he had, 6.5 sacks, and he was consistently winning one-on-ones, which is what they need desperately. That's not something they're getting occasionally from Karlaftis, but that's it. It's Chris Jones and sometimes Karlaftis. Nobody else is really winning one-on-one right now on the defensive line.
But a defensive line of Chris Jones and Turk Wharton in the middle and Amenihue and Karlaftis on the outside, that can get the job done. And the part that we always forget about this, which is, you and I actually had this conversation last year about this defense. It was, what was the unit that was doing the job better? What was the chicken versus the egg? I'll just tell you right now, if you're worried about Nazi Johnson, you're going to worry about him a whole lot less if Charles Amenihue is getting pressure. His job gets infinitely easier with pressure. It just does. That's how it works. You get to stay closer, not jump on the double moves. They don't have time to complete those things. All the stuff that makes your job easier because the pressure is getting to the quarterback faster. I don't think their defensive line is bad. Like, they're the fifth worst in the league in sack percentage. Chris Jones is a monster. Karlaftis had like a 3-week run where he was doing those things, but they've never had a third sack guy that has been getting to the quarterback. Never became FAU. Turk Wharton is a good pressure guy, but not a good sack guy. FAU's got one sack.
And Mike
sack,
Dana has been
sacks.
Hurt off and on this
Dana
show.
Hasn't played a majority of the year. The depth of the defensive line is vastly improved just by having a Minshew on the field. But if he is anything like Lasher's Minshew, which based on his own social media post, he will be, I don't know.
Yeah, he's been taking it personally.
To prove us all wrong.
Yeah, he's been taking it personally all offseason and starting this year, too. A lot of people, you know, discussing, hey, can he be the same guy? I think it's a fair question to ask, can he be the same guy? But I definitely love seeing that from a player, obviously, believing that they're going to be just as impactful. And maybe we'll find out. Do you think before Andy's going to speak, as we know here at 11:45, but do you guys think,
I think he plays
one of them is back this weekend?
I think they both are.
I hope so.
I don't know why to activate the window and have him practice at least in a limited capacity for the entire week if they weren't going to come back a whole nother week.
It's a 21-day window for a reason, or not a 14-day window.
You mean like limited participant?
Yeah, they practiced all last week.
Yeah,
which makes me think they'll practice again today and Wednesday and Wednesday and Thursday.
Only hesitation I have is they're playing Carolina, and so if they both play,
is it worth it?
If they both play,
15-20% of the snaps.
Yeah.
A couple of series.
Exactly. I actually think it's more likely that they hold back Pacheco than a Minshew, personally.
I agree.
Because it's much, I guess you can do it either way, but
defensive line, though, it's just a more rotational position. It's easy to just play him 30% of the snaps and be like, we play. Yeah,
100%. That's what I was getting at, is that I think it's easy to play a Minshew and he only plays 10 snaps, or something.
Mm-hmm.
You activate Pacheco, then it goes back to the roster crunch question we've had. There's a decision that would have to be made, if I'm not mistaken. Think about, so
they're,
we
don't carry forward.
Kareem Hunt is always active. Carson Steele's been active. P. Ryan's been active. Clyde's been a healthy, healthy scratch given his circumstances. And so what do you do? Somebody's going to the practice squad. Somebody's getting cut. Like, doesn't that have to happen?
Carson Steele, the practice squad, would be my first guess.
You think so?
He's been better in short yards.
I was
going
to say, I think
recently.
It comes down to P. Ryan and Clyde.
In terms of what, P. Ryan? I mean, look, in fairness, now that they have Kareem Hunt, can't Kareem Hunt just do what P. Ryan does? Like, no offense. Like, can't Kareem Hunt just immediately have P. Ryan's role?
Yeah.
Like, isn't that just like the easiest?
They've had P. Ryan back on
now, the position.
Most of these are touchbacks anyway, but P. Ryan's been the guy that's actually catching all the kickoffs. I don't know if you guys have been, but he's not, they're not returning him, so it doesn't really matter.
Physically just catching it?
I mean, someone can catch the football in the end zone. Can Kareem Hunt do that? Can Clyde Edwards-Helaire do that? If you're going to choose to have him as active,
Clyde's playing another snap on this team.
Well, if that's the case, then I understand it's a tough decision. That he's a great locker room guy. That's what the players love the guy to death. I just wonder if you just tell me he's not going to play, wouldn't you just cut him? But I just don't know if they will do that.
So we talked about this last week, and you weren't here. After listening to his hour long podcast and the Pivot podcast, I'm going to view his time in Kansas City completely differently, in my opinion, and what I think about. What he was able to accomplish versus all the things he was having to go through at the same time. Like, I'm just going to view him differently, completely differently.
Well, he should be someone people root for, absolutely.
I am rooting for him. But, like, if we are just taking this, sadly, to a purely football conversation, well, then we wouldn't even be kicking this around. It would be Clyde Edwards-Helaire is bumped down to the practice squad or off this roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it were, we're factoring in the person to go with it, and the fact that P. Ryan's role is already extremely limited, well, then I would think P. Ryan would go. Carson Steele's the short yardage guy. Kareem Hunt takes over P. Ryan's job, and then Pacheco is the lead back again.